Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I had to do that for you. After the Love Is Gone by Earth, Wind, and Fire, definitely related to our show tonight. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another edition of Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. In our Relationships 360, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. And tonight we're going to be helping you to save your sexless marriage after that love is gone. We're going to try to get you back on track. We'll first start off by talking about the reasons the sex goes away in a marriage, how you yourself might be responsible for the lack of intimacy between you and your spouse, and what both you and your partner can do to restore the lovemaking in your marriage. And we're going to be talking to our expert guest tonight. His name is Dr. Victor. He's the co-founder of Together Forever Marriage Ministry Incorporated. He and his wife, May, who wasn't able to make it tonight, unfortunately, they're highly sought after as conference speakers all over the globe, and their television program, Family Time, reaches audiences all over. And they've co-authored several materials, including their books, Together Forever, God's Master Plan for Marriage, and their latest book, The 7 Steps to a Successful Marriage. And we hope to give away that first book, Together Forever, God's Master Plan for Marriage, away tonight to one lucky listener. Victor and May believe that marriage is the cornerstone of God's master plan for his kingdom. Their focus is to heal broken hearts, restore broken homes, and provide direction to those seeking to enjoy a fulfilled married life according to the plan of God. Definitely sounds in line with the mission of Relationships 360. Dr. Victor, thanks for patiently holding on through that introduction. Welcome to the show, and we're sorry again that May couldn't join us tonight, but we're definitely excited to have you.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. You know, now, Dr. Victor, you and May, we were chatting a little bit before the show. You're both trained lawyers, and you hold
Yes.
other degrees as well. How does your education and your law careers prepare you for the marriage ministry that you're doing today?
You know, a lot of people think that being trained as a lawyer is just to practice law. Law actually prepares you for life, to be able to interpret documents in our own situation, read the Bible and understand it, understand people and deal with people. So it really fits into what we are doing. We had practiced law for about 15 years before we started this, so it is helping us a lot.
Okay. And in terms of what inspired you to start your marriage ministry, and kind of give us some examples of, you know, how you help to heal broken marriages and broken homes through your ministry.
You know, even while we were practicing law, we were also in the ministry. We were just doing it at part-time. But as a practicing attorney, I had done some family law cases, and in it, I really, really, my heart broke when I saw what divorce and what was happening with the families that we had. And I started representing some, and down the line, I could not really do it. We had to go from there to a point where we were doing a lot of counseling, a lot of mediation, and all those things. We were trying to heal families, to keep families stable and together, and really teach people that marriage is really for your own good. And staying married is good for you and good for the society, good for the community, good for the church, and good for the nation. So it does help us, and that's how we got into